Petersfield's Shine Radio.
In the local news, details of Petersfield's annual town meeting have been confirmed. A Petersfield salon is among nine local businesses nominated in a national awards scheme. Proposals to control algae on the Heath Pond are being presented to the town council. And a dental receptionist role is among the local jobs open in Petersfield this week. I'll have details of those Petersfield stories after the national and world news.
Serving the Petersphere with a brighter mix of great music and local information. This is Petersfield's Shine Radio.
A woman fatally stabbed as she pushed her baby in a pram in Bradford on Saturday has been named. West Yorkshire Police say she is Kulsuma Akhtar. Both West Yorkshire Police and Greater Manchester Police have referred themselves to the Independent Office for Police Conduct. Two men have been jailed for life for killing the footballer Cody Fisher in a nightclub on Boxing Day 2022. Remy Gordon and Cammy Carpenter have been given minimum terms of 26 and 25 years at Birmingham Crown Court. Outside of there, Detective Inspector Michelle Thurgood from West Midlands Police gave a statement.
If you are a parent, guardian, teacher, or listening to this, can I implore you to talk to those you care for about Cody's story and the devastation that the carrying of knives can have on many, many lives.
On a visit to Washington, D.C., the Foreign Secretary is expected to face questions about arms exports to Israel amid growing pressure after the deaths of seven aid workers in Gaza. When he meets the U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, Lord Cameron will say the killings, which included three British nationals, were completely unacceptable and call for major changes. Millions of pounds generated by fines levied against water companies are set to be reinvested into schemes that improve waterways and wetlands under a fund launched by the government. The Resolution Foundation is predicting that average rents could rise by 13% over the next 3 years. The typical cost of a new tenancy has already gone up by 18% since January of 2022. We've been speaking with Cara Pasiti, who's from the foundation.
For lots of renters who haven't yet been exposed to those sort of high market rates because they're still in the same tenancies or the landlord hasn't put up their rent yet, they're still going to be seeing rental price increases for many years to come.
And according to a new report, children living near Sure Start Centres in their first 5 years of life perform better in their GCSEs than others. The Institute for Fiscal Studies has warned that the current government family hubs are unlikely to have the same impact. That's the latest from Radio News Hub. I'm Jules Eastbridge.
Petersfield's local news.
I'm Jo Gray at Petersfield Shine Radio. Details of Petersfield's annual town meeting have been confirmed. Maggie Buckley reports.
The event is a landmark in our local political calendar and members of the public are welcome to go along. It takes place tomorrow evening at the Festival Hall Rose Room. During the meeting, Petersfield Town Mayor J.C. Crissy will present his awards for the year. There will also be formal reports from the Chair of Official Committees. There is an open forum in which you can put questions to the men and women who represent us on the council. Guest speakers include the current Police and Crime Commissioner, Donna Jones, who is standing again for the position in the next month's election. The full list of candidates is expected to be made public the following day. Details are in our events guide at shineradio.uk.
Nine local businesses have been shortlisted for Muddy Stiletto Awards. Shine Radio is featuring a different nominee every day in our local news leading up to the voting deadline. Karen Dodds runs the Time to Be Me salon in Petersfield.
We're delighted to say we've been nominated for the Muddy Stilettos Award for Best Salon, and we're really, really excited about it. It's really kind of our clients to have nominated us for it, and yeah, we're really looking forward to seeing hopefully where it takes us.
Still up against quite a few beauty salons, aren't you?
Absolutely. We're fortunate that we're able to offer a very wide level of services and treatments for our clients, from sort of straightforward things like nails right the way through to advanced treatments for skin conditions, skin concerns, laser, all sorts of things. So yeah, covers a big range. We'd love everyone to put some votes in for us. It would really, really help.
And if you'd like to vote, you can do so at muddystilettos.co.uk. You have until next Thursday. Proposals to control algae on the Heath Pond are being presented to the Town Council. As the weather gets milder, councillors want to stop the blue-green algae from getting as bad as it did last year. The costs will be presented to the Council Grounds Committee on Thursday evening. Richard Welsh is Petersfield's fishing bailiff.
The three-stage proposal I put through, like I say, stage one was the removal of the fish, stage two was combating the algae while we're putting treatment in, and stage three is actually putting aeration within the pond. Because of the costing and the quotes that we've had for their aeration, it needs to go to full grounds committee to sign off the costing. If the costing gets signed off, then the local people of Petersfield will see a fountain in the pond and aeration paddles. The reason for that is to increase oxygen levels during the evenings, because obviously as the sun goes down, the oxygen levels drop in the pond. And it's also to put water movement within the pond to stop the algae from forming and stuff like that.
Now, if you're looking to get back into work or you just fancy a change of scene, there are local job opportunities open now. Isaac has picked out a few that might just tempt you.
My dentist is hiring a dental receptionist from £11.53 an hour on a permanent contract and part-time hours. You'll be working Monday and Thursday afternoons, and every other Saturday you'll be working the full day. So you'll be working a total of 16 and a half hours per week, although the timing is flexible. And FIFO is hiring a finance assistant on part-time hours, and you must have AAT Level 3 or QBE, and 3 years or more in purchase ledger experience. They have a fully serviced office on the edge of Petersfield, and if you'd like to apply, please email your CV to people@fifo.com. And B Green is hiring a cleaner on a wage of £12 an hour and part-time hours. You'll be working evenings after 6:15 p.m. and they preferably you have a driving licence and 1 year's experience in cleaning.
Petersfield's weather with Hector's, where gentlemen and now ladies can step out in style, whatever the weather.
Good morning from me, Chris Skinner, with the weather across the Petersphere. It will be an overcast day, changing to sunny intervals by early evening. Sunrise is at 6:21 a.m. and sunset is at 7:50 p.m. Temperatures will reach highs of 11 degrees today. Winds are westerly with speeds up to 19 miles per hour. And down on the water, low tide is at 5:46 a.m. and high tide of 4.82 metres is at 12:28 p.m. The UV rating is medium and pollen levels are medium. And then into Wednesday, where it will be cloudy, changing to light rain by lunchtime. Have an amazing day.
Travel news, driven by Petersfield Used Car Centre.
Mound Hill and London Road in Sheet have motorway lights in place today in both locations. That's Northamptonshire Council carrying out works. Cook's Pond Road remains closed with a diversion in place there. Greenway Lane in Berriton has give or take traffic control in place today. The A272 south of Ridge Common is closed overnight from 8 p.m. There's a diversion in place. And lane and slip road closures are back on the A3 again tonight. That's northbound from 8 p.m. That's it though. If I'm not saying what you're seeing, you can always phone or WhatsApp me on Petersfield 555 500, or email team@shineradio.uk.
Travel news from across the Petersphere is driven by Petersfield Used Car Centre on the Winchester Road in Strood. Shine Radio is giving you the chance to win tickets for the BBC Gardeners World Spring Fair in Bewley.
This is Steve Amos, and if you're as passionate about gardens and growing as I am, then a day out in Bewley with plant lovers and experts could be just the ticket. You'll get to spend a memorable day at the event, meeting gardening celebrities like Rachel Detaine and David Hurrian. For your chance to win a pair of free tickets to the show, just answer this simple question. What's the name of the allotments where Shine Radio's gardening show, Growing Together, is recorded? Check the rules at shineradio.uk. Entries close at midnight on Friday the 19th of April, and three lucky winners will be drawn the next day.
Get in the draw to win free tickets to the BBC Gardeners World Spring Fair. Enter now at shineradio.uk.